From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Howard. BP has started its so-called top-kill procedure to plug the runaway oil well in the Gulf of Mexico using heavy mud and concrete. President Obama, traveling in California to promote alternative forms of energy, says there are no guarantees the top-kill effort will work.
And as work continues in the next couple of months to complete relief wells, my administration's intensively engaged with scientists and engineers to explore all alternative options. And we're going to bring every resource necessary to put a stop to this thing.
The president is set to visit the Gulf Coast region Friday to assess efforts to stop the flow of oil and to clean up the massive amounts of oil impacting coastal communities. The state of Florida is trying to spread the word that its beaches are untainted by oil from the BP blowout. From member station WUSF in Tampa, Susan Giles Wontuck reports.
Selling Florida's beaches is tougher now for state tourism officials with word of the oil gusher in the Gulf. D.T. Minich is tourism director for Visit St. Petersburg Clearwater, which is using live webcams to show its oil-free beaches. Still, he says there's been a drop in the number of calls.
It's really a geography lesson, and people don't realize there's 2,200 miles of coastline in the state of Florida, and right now it hasn't hit any coastline in the state of Florida.
BP has given Florida $25 million to promote tourism, and the governor says the money will be used in media and social networking to let the world know the state's beaches and fishing grounds are unaffected and open for business. For NPR News, I'm Susan Giles Wontuck in Tampa.
Ethiopia's political opposition is calling for a rerun of general elections. The tally so far from Sunday's election shows a landslide victory for Ethiopia's ruling party. But as NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports, the European Union and the United States have noted reports of voter intimidation.
In writing to the Ethiopian Electoral Board, one opposition candidate called the vote a regression in democracy. So far, Ethiopia's ruling party and its allies appear to have won 534 out of 536 contested seats in parliament. The nation's prime minister says his party won re-election for spearheading economic growth in the country. But European monitors and the U.S. say that widespread reports of government misconduct appear to have damaged the credibility of the electoral process. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.
Home sales shot up again in April by nearly 15%. That follows a nearly 30% gain in March. Durable goods were also boosting stocks today. After the recent market slide, investment analyst Sam Stovall says the market may be oversold.
We have had, since World War II, 54 times that the market declined between 5 and 10%, and 17 times that the market declined by 10 to 20%. And yeah, they represented very nice buying opportunities.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 6 points at 10,050. The NASDAQ Composite is up 4 points at 2,215. This is NPR News. Despite opposition from most voters, the French government says it will gradually raise the retirement age from 60. Eleanor Beardsley reports the move is part of a series of austerity measures being put in place throughout the European Union.
French unions are getting ready to take to the streets to protest plans to raise the retirement age, but the government says it has no choice if it wants to preserve the country's pension system. The Greek debt crisis is prompting governments across Europe to begin dealing with burgeoning public debt and deficits. Reversing his pledge to spare public sector salaries, Spanish Prime Minister José Luis Zapatero has announced civil service pay cuts. He also reneged on a promise to increase pensions next year. The Portuguese government has agreed on supplemental austerity measures to cut its deficit faster than planned. And in Britain, the new government will attempt to push spending cuts of nearly $9 billion through Parliament. The cuts come as governments attempt to demonstrate to investors that they can rein in public spending. As one French analyst put it, no one wants to become the next Greece. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Poland's defense minister says the arrival of a U.S. Patriot missile battery will boost his country's security and strengthen its ties with the United States. Defense Minister Bogdan Glitch comments came during a ceremony to welcome U.S. soldiers to a military base located about 40 miles from Poland's border with Russia. Russia's foreign minister is critical of the missile battery, saying it does nothing to help develop relationships of trust in the region. At least 49 people are dead in 4 days of violence in Jamaica as police and soldiers continue their search for a drug kingpin wanted by the U.S. Thousands of troops have been battling supporters loyal to Christopher Koch, wanted by the U.S. on drug running and drug charges. I'm Jim Howard, NPR News in Washington.